In a season filled with traditions, here's one Granite Staters may not enjoy so much. Another yearly study ranking New Hampshire as the least charitable state in the country. The conclusions in the new report, How America Gives, are actually a little more complicated than that, but they still cast the Granite State and its neighboring states as a bit grinchier than other parts of the country. Peter Panapento is assistant managing editor at the Chronicle of Philanthropy, which issued the new report, and he joins us now with more. Peter, good to talk with you.
We're glad we can do this.
Well, for starters, when this report says New Hampshire ranks 50th, that's not simply saying that the pile of money given in New Hampshire is smaller than the piles in all the other states, correct? What is the measurement exactly?
That's correct. What we're doing is we're measuring charitable giving against median discretionary income for the state. So as a percentage of income, New Hampshire comes in at the bottom in terms of the amount residents give to charity.
Now, discretionary income, that just means non-essential spending.
Right. It's the money that's left over after you pay for everything else that you need to pay for. And it's weighted against, you know, the cost of living in each state, too.
Now, we've seen reports along these lines in the past, and of course, they're never quite very popular around here. So the kinds of questions that people start asking are, you know, what about factors like cost of living or tax burden? Do any of those factor in?
Yeah, we actually built this measure to incorporate those things, too, and to make sure that we weren't weighing states unfairly against each other. One interesting thing to note, though, is that pretty much all of New England rates really low by this measure. And so, you know, while New Hampshire's at the bottom, it's in the same category as Maine and Vermont and Massachusetts, all of your neighbors. And I think some of that has to do in part with kind of the New England ethic and kind of the influence of religious giving in some other parts of the country. When you look at states like Utah and a lot of the Bible Belt states, they come in really high because people tend to give a lot of money through their churches, and that's something that's included as part of charitable giving. And I think in New England, that level of church participation and that tie is not quite as strong, so it doesn't come out quite as well in this measure.
One interesting facet of the data, though, is that when you talk just about the secular charities, New England does bounce right back up.
That's
they give
very
it a very high rate.
Absolutely. When you back out money that's given through the church, New England actually comes out a little bit ahead of the rest of the country in terms of how much money is given. So secular causes are actually pretty well supported in New England.
When we talk broadly about how America gives, what's changing? Are the methods of giving changing? Are the types of issues or causes that people are giving to changing?
Well, unfortunately, we can't get a real sense of that from this data. This is based on what people claim on their taxes through the IRS, and the way the IRS reports it out, you know, doesn't really tell you where the money is going. And even if a gift in New Hampshire is staying in New Hampshire versus going to somebody's alma mater in another part of the country. But we do know that looking at overall giving outside of this, that giving as a kind of a percentage of the gross national product or the gross domestic product has been relatively constant over the years.
So not necessarily an impact then from the last few years during the Great Recession?
Individual giving has certainly gone down during the recession, and it hasn't quite bounced back to where it was before. And that's a real concern for a lot of organizations, especially now with some of the discussions that are happening over, you know, giving incentives to charities and whether or not the fiscal cliff is going to be affecting how much money the government is giving to charities, too.
What do you want to know going forward about how people are giving and how that might be changing? What might you be looking for in 2013?
We're really interested to see the impact of technology on giving. We're seeing gifts through online measures going up at a rate of about 10% this year compared to last year. And there's also a lot of interest in what mobile devices are going to be doing in the future, too, and whether or not people are going to start doing more of their giving through their phones and their iPads over time.
All right, Peter, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Peter Panapento is assistant managing editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy. You can find a link to their report, How America Gives, at nhpr.org. And let's hear from you. What's been your experience with giving and charities in New Hampshire? Post a comment on the website or find us on Facebook and Twitter. We're at NHPRATC, all one word.